Lenten Day 9, Tuesday, March 19th. We said yesterday in our meditation that the Sunday of Orthodoxy icon is unique in that a second icon, the Virgin Mary and Child, is painted within it. Two angels are lifting up an icon within the icon. I have never seen angels holding up the Virgin and Child in a Western painting, that is, until this past year. Honey and I received a Christmas card, Madonna and Child, painted by one of the old masters, Vittore Crivelli, Italian, 1465 to 1501. The Virgin Mary is standing on a balcony with the Christ Child seated on a ledge in front of her. On the ledge is a carnation, emblem of love, cherries, fruit symbol of original sin, and an open devotional book. The child is holding a gold finch, Western 15th century symbols of Christ's passion. Aside from these elements, which are very different from Eastern iconography, was the striking detail in this beautiful, peaceful painting. Two angels are holding up the Virgin and the Child. Do you recall this hymn, which we sing in October's Holy Day of Mary's Protection? We take refuge beneath your protection, O Mary. You have revealed to us in the monastery, on the altar like a pure white lily. This is another hymn, this one from the Pokrov Holy Day Vespers. Mountains and hills have been decorated by the many named churches of your solemnities. Indeed so, as 15% of our diocesan churches have been patronally named in her honor. How great this piety in which our diocesan people have for her. In fact, during much of the year, including Lenten Paraclis services, Marian hymns are sung in her honor. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.